I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, well, well. You're addicted, are you? Welcome back to another episode of Joking Not Joking. I am the professor, and today's episode stems from a very impromptu FaceTime call that Mo and AZ had with some of their friends and fellow Texans. They are joined by Toby Nwigwe, who is a Grammy-nominated, multi-talented rapper, singer, director, and actor, and Bassem Tariq, who is also a seasoned film director, producer, and screenwriter. Mo, Toby, and Bassem are all from A-Leaf, a suburb of Houston, and they talk about their roots in A-Leaf and the role it played in becoming the people they are now. They also touch on the role that critics have in their creative pursuit and whether playing to critics helps or diminishes their art. Let's get into it.
Joking, not joking.
What up, everybody? It's Mo.
What's up? This is your boy, Azar Usman.
From Luminary, this is Joking, Not Joking. Bassem, salamu alaikum.
Hey, Waikum Salam, man. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, brother. How are you? Let me add Azhar here as well.
How you doing, Bassem? How you doing?
We were already FaceTiming with Toby, so we thought we'd...
Hey, man.
Mo just said, let me force this conversation, so I said, all right, cool, it's no problem.
I never did that at all. You you're going to learn this really quickly that he definitely makes up stuff.
Let me tell you something. Only people 40 and up drink Coca-Cola.
This is not Coca-Cola. This is iced coffee. This is iced coffee. Sophisticated 40-year-olds drink this.
Yeah, you and my mom drink Coca-Cola.
This is not Coca-Cola. I don't drink soda.
This is amazing.
That's a lot.
Assalamu alaikum, Bassem.
Waalaikum salam, Azhar. How are you, man?
Good,
it's good,
man.
To see you.
Yo, how do you have those buns in your hair, bro? How do you do that?
They really just twist and then fat just... It's very...
It's natural? Easy.
Yeah, it's just natural. It's natural.
I've never seen anybody else do that on Earth. I'm like, how is he making his hair into like, it looks like it came out
outside of Chicago.
It looks like it came out of the oven.
Yeah, looks like really, monkeypox.
Yeah, that's great, Mo. way to encourage your football. Thank you, Mo.
Energy vacuum. Hey!
So you guys have a podcast. Congratulations, Mo and Toby and Azhar. All you guys worked on that was a great thing. Toby, you recently released another track, didn't you? Am I just making that up?
Yeah, a track with CeeLo and Mo show was it was pretty good.
Wow. Yeah.
What would you give it a rotten? What would be the Toby Rotten Tomato score?
Yeah, I'm part of the 90%.
You mean the 10%?
Well, the percent that gave him 90% and not 100%.
Okay. I didn't. Yeah. Personally. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he went on there on purpose. He's like, we got to fix this 100%.
This is actually this is an interesting topic to put to you, Bassem. Rotten Tomatoes has gotten very powerful. It affects your entire existence. How do you feel about it?
It does. Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. Because I think the thing is sometimes we... One, okay, so it's two things, right? One, it's... we're living now in a culture. It's like when you think of like pornography and how people watch other people play video games. I similarly, as a filmmaker, read more reviews. I like am more interested in how other people are viewing things than my own viewing experience. Mm. And that's really dangerous. So it's like we're so detached from things. You know what I mean? So film in itself is a detachment from reality. So now we're detaching ourselves another level by worrying about what other people think and then viewing things through that experience.
Layers of unreality.
Yeah, it's actually really fucking scary because I think, I don't know, Toby, if you do that once you release a video, you're sitting there pressing refresh and watching the views go up. Like, would you have continued doing what you're doing if you weren't like just hitting a million views per video? You know what I mean? Like, would you still continue doing it? Like, do you ever ask yourself that?
Well, for me, I definitely do. And there's been stuff that I thought was going to be real sweet that wasn't real sweet. And I was like, dang, people really don't know what's sweet.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. So for you, it's like, that's it. Fuck what people think.
Yeah.
It matters to me. So I'm going to do what I fuck with.
That's very good. Much an A-Leaf mindset. I feel the same exactly. I feel very much the same way. I'm like, oh, you guys are just way behind. And then they'll, like, 5 years later, they'll do the same video that Toby's talking about. It's like, man, I've done this already.
Yeah, but timing is important. Timing is everything.
Yeah, it is.
But you can't worry about the timing because you don't know what the timing is. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's kind of like right now, the space that I'm in is like, because what I'm working on is so going to be viewed by fucking millions of people, you get worried right away of like, well, how will the audience think? And then what happens in that is you lose your own reality. You're like detached from it, you know, and you can't do that because I can't second guess what other people are thinking. I've got to worry about where my heart is, because I think if you get worried in those other questions, you start editing yourself, you start going to other places, and then it's hard to find yourself in it. And then it feels inauthentic. Mm. And then you're pleasing nobody.
Right. Yeah, unless you're Mo, who gets 100% on Rotten Tomatoes because he cheated.
I did not cheat. I just only took 9 years to make my show. I just, you know, Bassam is under a completely different kind of pressure where nobody was really expecting me to do what I did. And they expect it from Bassam. It's very not to put any pressure on you that already doesn't exist, you know? So it's just like, it's one of those things that is very, very different. And it already has been done effectively. And how do you do that again and how you do it differently? I mean, yeah. Bassam, mashallah, he has a very sophisticated understanding of cinema and has phenomenal taste. And he's from our hood, man. He's from Sugarland.
No, I'm from A-Leaf.
No, man, you're from Sugarland now, bro. You made the Sugarland movie.
No, my
where'd you graduate?
Yeah. So I did my high school at Kempner, which is Sugarland, but I did middle school and intermediate school in A-Leaf. Yeah.
Where?
And then I went to Klensman Intermediate, and then I went to Halab.
He's
from A-Leaf.
Yeah, but I mean, his parents figured it out really quick. His parents were like, we got to go to Kempner.
So then, and then we bought a gas station, which like is right next to Sinat Mosque. So my dad would open the doors for Fajr, the gates of the masjid. Mashallah. Then he'd go open the gas station. We sold the gas station and everything. It's on West Belfort and Sinai. We don't own it anymore. We got out of the alcohol business very early on. But you know,
I used to go to Sinai Mosque all the time. Hakim used to pop in there all the time. It was like,
I never saw you there, Mo. I never saw you there.
Yeah, he's lying.
I was there, bro. Playing the basketball court. He used to do all the time. Had the little,
was there, all right? He went one time.
I lived down the street from there, basically.
Why are you trying to make him a liar?
On A-Leaf Clothing.
You went twice. We went twice.
Would you shut up? You had a fat mouth. I used to go down. I used to live on A-Leaf Clothing in Highway 6, those apartment complexes, Sierra Pine, shout out. I'm sure they're still there. And then I used to go get the fades at Mike's on Sinai, right?
You used to live by AMS?
I used to live right next to AMS at those apartment complexes on Cook Road and Bel-Air.
Blossom Woods.
Exactly, that's the one.
Toby, what about you? Where are you from in A-Leaf?
Foreign Park. I grew up on Foreign Park. I went to Betty Best. I went to Klinsman. I went to Kilo because I moved over there by Sinai, and then I went to Elsick.
Elsick,
crazy. We're right down the street from each other.
My sister-in-law still teaches there at Elsick. She teaches at Elsick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. First of all, I want to say you put me on blast and say, no, I'm not from Sugarland. I'm from A-Leaf. I mean, they're all adjacent to each other. And lastly, you did go to Kempner. You know what I mean? Like you
got to
give me
a
little bit of a break. I felt like you got mad at me. But she's A-Leaf. You're A-Leaf. We claim you as A-Leaf. You're from A-Leaf. Your parents were just very smart and put you in a better school. They figured, like, you know what? Let's get him out of there for high school.
Is Kempner a better school than Elsick?
No, it was actually crazy. I don't think I saw as much drugs in my life than I did in A-Leaf. And that was kind of the thing. It was called Suicide High. It had a lot of nicknames. I didn't know about a lot of things. Yeah. I mean, but I think about Halab, it's like, it was crazy though, like how much you're just exposed to, like, just to certain things, you know, at a really, in a young age, yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And now, a question for
Guruji.
What is a professional critic? He is a hater. Professional hateration. A critic is a failed artist, since you cannot do the thing you just hate. You don't know anything. You can't do anything. And you are a stupid idiot. You should shut up your mouth before I kick it out. Rotten Tomatoes, all you can do is aggregate the writings of professional haters. There must be an alternative. Fresh potatoes.
When we're doing summer camp at Dave's in 2020, in the very beginning of the pandemic, essentially, everybody's probably like, Brother Ali popped in, just blew the place away. Amir Sliman came in, same thing. Toby, these are the people that I invited and wanted to be there. So everybody was contributing in different ways, right? Who can come down and this and that, and based off of how many performers there were there and who Dave already knows, just makes it a lot easier to just put stuff like that together. And I knew, obviously, Toby had to come, and Amir Sliman had to come, which ended up being on his album, which is amazing. It was nominated for a Grammy, and then Toby came through, and all these relationships came from that. We found out who Andrew Yang was. It's great. You know, he's a sellout. He's a complete sellout. But, you know, like, through those things, Donnell was looking at me.
Most sick.
Donnell was looking at me, Donnell Rawlings, and he goes, man, I know you believe in God. Everybody that you bring in brings this, like, belief in God energy. You know, everyone. Amir Sulaiman, oh my God, very direct about it. Brother Ali, very direct about it. Toby, also direct about it in his own way. It was that. And I think that's what it is, man. People who are especially, like, it's no accident. Look what we're doing, man. We are all from A-Leaf. You are directing. You better stop. No, Azhar's not. No, I'm not. I'm counting the.
I'm honorary. Honorary. I'm from a letter called Elif. First letter of the Arabic alphabet.
Yeah. No, I do. And how incredible is that? Like, my whole thing is just about, like, what's in the water in A-Leaf. And Bassam, what you're doing is absolutely mind-blowing right now. And what you're putting together, I can't imagine what that's even like.
No pressure, by the way. Mo was saying that, man. No pressure, bro. Two-time Oscar winner, Mahershala Ali in the starring role. No pressure, bro. It's Marvel Cinematic Universe. Largest financial success in the history of cinema. Yeah. You know, massive universe created with dozens of films. No pressure, bro. It's just, you know, you're going to do great. Mashallah, we're praying for you. There's no pressure at all to get a high Rotten Tomatoes score. Don't even stress about it. It's two levels of unreality, bro. This is a podcast talking about it. It's three levels of unreality. Yeah. So just ignore all the pressure.
It's a podcast talking about
you're
a film.
Great,
talking, yeah.
You're doing great. No pressure, bro. We love you.
It's incredible.
You're going to murder it. Alhamdulillah, inshallah.
No, I think... what you said one step at a time really hit me, by the way.
Mo, what you said about A-Leaf, and here's what I loved about it, man, that it opened the doors in a way because I saw people of color doing crazy, weird shit. You know what I mean? Like, I was very active in speech and debate, and that happened in middle school, and that changed my life. Like, when I saw these weird-ass, like, humorous interpretation stuff, this thespians, and everyone was black, and everyone was Hispanic, everyone was like this. Like, it was this cool. It was like, wow, I didn't know this was possible. And then I remember the first time I ever met white people was in Kempner. And over there, thespians, that was usually like, that's what all the weird Mormon kids that were gay would do. You know what I mean? That's all it was.
Yeah.
It was all the Mormon
canceled,
kids that wanted to skip.
Canceled.
Yeah. What? No. What I'm saying is that it was just like a thing. It was
I would go there
to the thespian things. And I was like, why did I not fit in here? It's like, everyone's white here. It's like, I didn't have a place there anymore, you know? So I felt that was a big difference where A-Leaf, everyone was just doing everything. And you know, you could be a nerdy black kid. It wasn't a big deal. Or you could be a nerdy. It's like, you didn't have to be stuck in a box of some kind, where I felt like in Sugarland, it was easier to do, you know? I think where you would be in this, this is who you are if you're South Asian. This is who you are if you're, you know.
I got to say, I didn't have, like, much problems doing that. Like, I didn't even discover theater until I started doing stand-up in my class. And my teacher, Mrs. Reed, my English teacher, took me to the theater arts department, Lugene Kreisner, and was like, hey, this kid's been doing, like, original stand-up on a weekly basis, doing all these different accents. I think he belongs here. I didn't join till, like, late sophomore year. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. And before that, my friend group was completely outside of theater. No thespians in my friend group. It was all like football players from the hood. It was like, we play basketball together, all the different courts that we used to go play at and compete against each other. It was like, that was the friend group, and they all played basketball, football. Some were in baseball, not many. I didn't have no baseball friends. So it was just like, when I was in theater, it was like, what? It just changed. They're like, what? They looked at me kind of funny. They're like, you're in theater? And they all came. Next thing you know, you had football players with me and Brandon as well, who was another person that was just like me in that way, where we just brought in the crowd that was outside of theater and looked at theater as being gay, you know? Oh, you're a thespian? Oh,
thespian rhymes with lesbian.
Yeah, it does. So it's like, it does.
It's got that gayish sound to the word.
To this day, I think mom still struggles with what thespian means.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. It's a weird branding issue.
So my high school experience with that was very different. And I know that it was unique, though. I know it was definitely unique.
I mean, Professor, since we have you here, I was wondering if you might share your view, given how knowledgeable you are. There's actually this show on Netflix. It's called Mo. It's starring this Palestinian-American comedian, Mo Ammer. I just wondered if you saw it and if you had any thoughts about it.
First of all, he's a fat fuck. Nobody's talking about this. Everyone is just sympathizing with the Palestinian experience. Well, apparently you're eating well. How bad could the conditions truly be? Oh, I can't get my citizenship. Poor me. Well, there are people in Africa without shoes. Or food to eat. Or fuck yourself. I'd rather watch their soft porn, but I don't, because that's for idiots, imbeciles. but otherwise thought-provoking and really well done, quite frankly.
So you are a fan of the show?
I'm a fan, yes. Yes, I'm a fan. I'm a big fan, yes.
You just think that he's fat?
He absolutely should lose weight immediately. I mean, if he wants to see his citizenship before he dies, I think it's important.
Wow, that's it. That's the professor's review.
That's my professor. It's thought-provoking, well-done, cinematically excellent. The color correction is superb. It's shot like an urban western, which I absolutely admire. It's a new genre essentially developed now. Otherwise, he's too fat. That's the only problem.
Well, thanks for coming through, professor.
Go fuck yourselves.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's it for this episode of Joking Not Joking. Until next time, keep it real, you imbeciles. And again, if you don't know what imbecile is, you're clearly an imbecile. I can give you the etymology of imbecile, but why should I do that? Ask ChatGPT.
Joking Not Joking is a Luminary original. Original audio production, music, and sound design by Salt. Executive produced by Noah Gersh, Jamie Schuffman, Nick Panama, and Kenzie Wilbur. Head of Creative, Jordan Galvin. Head of Production, Liz LeMay. Head of Post-Production, Robert Adler. Produced by Imran Ali Malik and Aaron Kennedy. Supervising producers, Ali Strobel and Alice Byrne. Post-production supervisor, Ali Honore. Edited by Jeffrey Muchnick and Aaron Kennedy. Sound design and music by Matthew Cialelli. Mixed by Aaron Kennedy. Recorded by Aaron Kennedy, Zach Jurich, and Mario Borgata. Guest booking by Drive Entertainment and Hager Eldos. Additional music courtesy of Extreme Music.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.